have you had restless legs, which I thought was a myth until I experienced it.
That's like the one thing I haven't had.
Yeah, well,
maybe I have that to look forward to the next month.
I don't know.
Are we annoying all of our listeners with this?
Probably, or scaring them?
Maybe they're scaring them. Is what we're doing.
Hey, dear listeners,
I'm scared.
We're doing pregnancy talk today.
I've just crashed on this couch.
That's Amy, everyone. Amy is my pregnant wife, obviously. And that's Anna Faris.
Yeah, fuck you, Sim. Fuck you. I'm supposed to be learning my lines, and you came over here to my dressing room right before my show to make me do ad reads.
Well, I have a baby on the way. I need to make some money.
Yeah, I know. Is love life going well?
Yeah.
Because, you know, I always joke about, like, how when we do ad reads, it's so you can continue to get laid.
Absolutely. And I'm sure when we do our ad reads, you're going to mention that again. I mean, I know we have Blue Apron coming up, so I think you will.
Look, there's going to be a transition that happens.
Sure. Have you heard of, you know, the idea of a pelvic floor before? Of course you have, right?
Well, I heard you talk about it.
Yeah.
And I never really thought much about Kegels until recently, and now everything I read is like, do your Kegels.
Okay, we're going to talk about pelvic floor in about a month.
Yeah.
When you will feel
when it is
like
on the floor.
Your pelvic, yeah. I hate all our terms for our anatomy. Anyway, whatever. Okay.
How about let's talk about something completely. No, wait, wait. Before we get to ad reads, we have feedback from last week.
Okay, great. Okay, great.
So, I don't know if you remember from last week, and that was Bo Burnham's episode. We talked to Madeline. Madeline, she's 5 years older than her boyfriend, and she feels really insecure about that. And Bo says that there's a cultural double standard where the woman is older in the relationship. He adds that he can relate because there's a 12-year age gap between him and his current girlfriend. And that was really interesting because I didn't even know that when we picked the call. And Bo reassures Madeline that her boyfriend is not missing out on his glory days. Anna, you and I told her that she should forget the weirdness coming from her friends and her family because that'll go away in time. And Anna, you told her to embrace the freedom of getting older and just enjoy the relationship. And then Bo ends by saying that life is chaotic and that sometimes something this arbitrary as age shouldn't really keep her from the happiness that she's found with her boyfriend.
Okay, great. Sim.
Yeah.
But listen, I don't know if I ever said the words, you should embrace the idea of getting older.
This was probably an interpretation from Daniela, who wrote me a little recap.
Okay, great. Okay, great.
So you can
I just can't imagine.
Daniela, our former
that I
student.
Said that. Yeah.
Okay, now intern.
Okay, great. Yeah, I just don't think I said that. I probably said something like a version of like, yeah, it fucking happens.
Do you need me to fire Daniela?
No, I'm just saying I don't.
I'm just kidding. I'm not gonna fire her. She's amazing. Daniela,
yeah.
We love you.
Yeah.
You said you felt relief when you turned 30.
That's true.
Okay.
That's true.
Fine.
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 All right. Anyways. Roxanne wrote us, and Roxanne wrote, greetings. I was listening to today's episode with Bo Burnham during the advice call when Madeline said her age gap was 5 years. I literally rolled my eyes so hard I almost fell over. Although, I do understand most of her feelings because I, myself, am 43, and my fiancé is 29. It took me a good year to stop feeling most of what Madeline talked about, but I can honestly say that I am in the best relationship I've ever had. Lee is the most loving, caring, generous man I've ever known. He's my best friend, and he is amazing to my kids. One, which I must add, is only 10 years younger than him, LOL. I also never considered getting married until I met him, and he proposed to me a year after we began dating, and I can't wait to marry this man. Madeline just needs to be happy. Who cares what anyone else says? Time will pass, and she will think less and less about the age gap and spend more time being happy with a man she loves and adores her. Thanks so much for the show, guys. I love you.
Oh, thanks, Roxanne. And I wish my name was Roxanne.
Do you like that name?
I do. Roxanne?
Who sings the song Roxanne?
Sting? The Police? Roxanne!
Nice job.
You don't have to put on the red light. But
we got a lot of feedback. A lot of the same. So this resonated with our listeners, and people are in the same situation. And I guess the advice is don't worry about it.
I love it.
Live your life.
I love that.
And
thank
now,
you guys. And now what?
David,
I wasn't done.
Spade.
I wasn't.
Now you're waiting for me.
And now David Spade.
David Spade just walked in.
And so it starts.
He says that if the roles were reversed, that he would know how to do this well.
No, I said I wouldn't know how to do it well. I said it would be hard to interview you, even though you're very interesting
charismatic person, that would make it easy.
Do you think that that's male ego that you don't know how to ask questions?
Oh, that might be true. Yeah, that guys see? Don't know how to ding, do it ding, and girls ding. Do.
Fuck you.
Oh.
That's probably the earliest fuck you I've gotten in an interview.
So wait, all right, let's do it then. Give me some questions. Come on.
See, I'm already blanking. I did see House Bunny probably 3 days ago on TV and loved it and thought you were great in it.
How far did you get through?
That's sort of just a compliment.
Yeah, thanks. Because there's no truth in what you just said.
It is. I thought it was funny. And no. I went to the set.
Yeah, I know.
To see Fred. And then I saw you guys. It was great. Didn't you think you did a good job in that? That's a good question.
Did I think I did a good job in House Bunny? Acting?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm proud of that movie.
I would be. I thought a lot of people, it was very well received.
You should not have your own podcast. You have to like do something more intriguing.
That's why I said I'm bombing already. Fucking Sim, get in here.
I was thinking about the mentality of stand-up comics because I admire the format so much and the personalities, and we've had like incredible stand-up comedians on the podcast, but it's always been kind of challenging because I think that there's, you know, a self-involvement because there's sort of this solitary brilliance where it makes it difficult to engage or listen because you are in the format.
I'm focused on me.
Yeah, you can hold the microphone closer. I don't know if you feel like it. I don't know.
It sort of hangs down here better, but can you
You don't want to wear these? I'm telling you, it makes you feel safer. Put them on.
Have you ever been accused of being bullied?
I have been bullied, but I think that all sort of switching all it good around. Bullies have been
You get bullied. Good at it by being bullied? I was bullied. I was the biggest pipsqueak. Now, this is hard to believe. By the way, you know what's funny about bullying? That we're aware of it now, it's detrimental, it's horrible, and it hasn't gotten fucking 1% better. It's like every kid in high school is like, I'm bullied every second of every day. Instagram, everything, it's all
but
bad.
That, do you think it's like social media bullying that's increased or?
Well, social media bullying, I would have been better at when because I was not as good of a fighter back then. So I would like to take pot shots from my computer, it'd be a little easier. So I think it's better era for bullies right now. Because you don't have to be tough. Back then, you had to actually be able to beat everyone up. And you'd physically go up and be a bully. And I miss those days.
Where did you grow up?
Arizona. AZ.
Do you miss it?
I do. I go back a lot. I have two best friends from high school there. And
what keeps your friendship going?
I don't know. That's a great question.
No, but truly, is it nostalgia?
Yeah, a little bit. There's something about that I knew them early on and we were all friends already, so I didn't have to win them over. And then... Or I just won them over on some sort of real friendship front instead of they work for me or something. One time, remember Farley in the old days? One time we were in one of our many arguments and he was going to dinner.
One of your many arguments? All right, that's a thread to pull later.
No. But we were just, you know, we were like a married couple bickering all the time. But we went to dinner once. It was his birthday and he got mad at me. So I go, all right, I'm not coming to your stupid birthday. And he goes, good, I don't want you to. And I go, you know what? It's going to be your manager, your agent, your accountant, and your publicist. I go, I was going to be the one guy there that wasn't on the payroll, but you blew it. And he goes, oh, that was a cut too deep.
That was a, too that real. Was a good dig, though.
It's true, though.
Yeah.
You ever see these people that are at these parties, and you're like, that person works and works and works and works.
Oh, and it's like there's an undercurrent of obligation that you have to recognize.
I get it. You get it. It's hard to. I look at each of my people. I go, we're 70% friends. We're 10% friends. Because some are just in it just for the work.
Sometimes my agent will send me an email saying like, oh, you know, we want to come by, you know, your Friday shoot of Mom. Mm. And we both know that neither party
wants them there. You don't want them to come. They don't want to come.
Yeah. And it's like.
Just want to check in. Just make sure.
It's like, I know that you're doing your obligation.
Yeah. I'm still going to pay every week. Don't worry.
I was shooting in the capital of Saskatchewan.
That's a nice area.
Called Regina. Mm-hmm. Do you know Regina? Have you ever been there?
I have not.
And my team
Yeah, they did not come to fucking vagina, did they?
I told them, I was like, they were like, oh, all right, we're having a group phone call, and it's January, late January, in Regina.
Trying to get on the same Southwest flight.
Like negative 40, at least. I said, you guys, please, please, please don't
What are we even going to do when you get here?
Yeah, they were like, oh, thank God.
Oh, you called them off.
Thank you.
I mean, how fun is it for them to sit in Video Village and just... be on their phones.
Yeah. And what am I supposed to do with this? Like, I've got like four lines I'm supposed to memorize. I can't even do that.
Now I like your little necklace.
Thank you.
It's cute.
Thank you. Oh, nice diversion, Spade.
I don't think I'm trying to take the heat off vagina.
Do you have nicknames?
Spudley.
You do?
Yeah.
Where'd that come from?
Spudley was a Dennis Miller one from Saturday Night Live. Spudley. And Raider. That's my nickname, is the Raider. I'm sorry, are you getting some texts? What's going on?
Uh-huh.
You're not even...
Nope.
Unashamed.
Nope.
Fucking...
I have something to show you.
Oh.
Okay, so Michael Sherman...
Anna, put your shirt back
my
on.
Sweet, dear assistant...
Yes.
...sent me this morning. And I would like just for you to... He likes to keep me posted. I would like for you to absorb and read out loud, if you don't mind.
Just a reminder, David Spade is known for having a huge dick. Well, just a reminder. Bring it up. That's going to be the first 45 minutes, and at the end, you can talk about his audiobook.
Any thoughts?
Thoughts, ideas? No, it's not true.
That's my sweet, sweet, dear assistant
over
there.
Over here, yeah.
Yeah.
We are out of stuff to ask already from the start.
What?
The wiener question's a good one?
You got a long way to go.
Okay, first of all, is it true?
It's not true, but I think these girls say it because, honestly, there's no other reason to go out with me. So people go, why do you go with them? And they go, you don't even know. It's like major weenage. And they're like, okay.
Wait, Anna, can I say something?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry to butt in. But the first time I met you know, I mean, I don't expect you to remember this, but I met you at a party. This is back in 2000.
Okay.
It was at, do you remember Estella Warren?
Yeah.
Okay, so it was at her house. She was having like a get-together.
I might remember this party.
This is one of my first like Hollywood parties.
Yeah,
Kevin Richardson from the Backstreet Boys, one of my few celebrity friends at the time, one of our friends, he brought me.
Yeah, I thought I was like your big celebrity friend.
Well, no, you were. But Kevin was right after you.
But he
brought me to this party and you were there. And obviously, we've all heard just what an amazing ladies' man you are. We've all heard the stories. But just to see you in action, it wasn't that, you know, I was like, he must have the most amazing game ever. It wasn't that. You just made the woman that you were talking to, you made her so comfortable. I was kind of watching from a distance.
That's nice.
But it was just, it was this ease of conversation that you had with her and this confidence about yourself where I thought, well, that's the reason. That's the reason
that
he's as successful as he is.
That is the difference between like a faux player and a real player.
That's what I'm saying.
A real
there
player
were no
does
lines.
Not underestimate a woman, I think.
Right.
Right?
Well, yeah, I think that's a good angle on that. I think also if you're not like this great looking guy, you have to try, or you just have, your life is about doing other things. You have to try to either be interesting, which is, I'm finding a little tougher than I thought it would be, or be fun or be whatever, or just chat. I mean, it's always I'm never a hard sell first day. I know guys that I'm like trying to get fucked the first night. I'm like, and it works for a lot of them. If they're on the same low self-esteem meter with the guy, like my most drugged out friends that are like, and then they find some ratty chick and they're like fucking him a half hour later. I'm like, Jesus, is that how easy it is? But I wouldn't even try that. It's always like, if I can just get some way to contact them again or something, like that's all I want first. I'm just, if we get along at all and then try to figure it out later. And then if it works, it works. But you know, they know in 5 minutes if they like you anyway. So they'll make some opening to talk to you again or make it easy in some way.
Do you think that's true?
I think if someone likes you, they would hopefully help a little bit. Like
when you talk about the first 5 minutes, like what do you mean by that?
Oh, that's what I'm saying, is that I think that if you meet a guy, you're a girl, like you might, that guy in 5 minutes of chatting, you know he's within 5% whether he's going to, he got a chance with you or not.
I don't know.
But are some guys just go, hey, remember that guy you met the other night? He wanted to ask you out. And you go, oh, no. Like right away in your head, you go, not for me. Or you go, oh yeah, you know what, or something, maybe, I don't know.
I don't know, because I don't know.
Not based on looks, everything, just anything. Like, it could just be like vibe, whatever.
Yeah, I think that I'm really proud, so like I don't love, like I feel like I can sense a typical manipulation.
You mean a guy like flirting with you? Or?
Yeah, like in college, like a little, the head jerk guy. Like the what's up?
Oh, the head jerk guy.
You know?
The nod?
Yeah. So, and or
is that like the quiet one? Like, you're on my radar?
Yeah, but he's clearly like confident enough to give, you know, the head jerk. Yeah. Yeah. So. And then I'm supposed to be intrigued by that idea, which in and of itself is enough of a manipulation that it actually fucking does sort of work. It doesn't work. I never, like,
it's funny,
went to bed with any head jerking kind of guy, but it is like, oh, so you're that kind of dick, which is also plays into,
by
like
the way, the guys don't even think it out that much. It's just like nervous reaction. They go, hey,
you think,
oh, like, okay.
God, I never took you're it like, as well, that. Are huh? you sure? I always I took know. It as like, this dude thinks that because I'm like not nearly as attractive as these other tryouts that the head jerk works.
But you're
on
known for being sort of smoking, and then you're also really funny, and so almost any guy would mention about you thinks you're
thanks
sexy and
David.
Adorable. And
thanks.
I'm not even saying that because it's your podcast. That's easy. They could ask me on any show because that's you've got a great fun vibe, and you know vibes are big. You know, with guys and girls, like either just have a, you know, we were talking. Me and my buddy were saying, the thing that they underestimate about girls is like the obvious things are like eyes and lips and blah, blah, blah. But it's like general disposition is a good one. If
how do
you
mean?
Have someone like, whenever you're with them, you know when you see them, they're either going to be a little up, they're going to be sort of fun, or there's some girls that are just tough you always have to bring up to like zero just to get to where it's, they're always work. They're usually like, oh,
like,
my day
mean?
Was fucking rough. And it's like, here we go. Like they're always
an interesting
a little
character.
Down or they're a little stressed.
Okay. All
or
right.
And you go, oh, yeah, well. And then you're always like picking up, getting the balls in the
wait,
air.
Wait. Okay, can we be out to dinner and I'll be like, I don't know why I wanted to use the character Amber.
Yeah.
But.
Because that's probably some Houston's hostess I would date.
Correct me when I start to go astray.
Yeah, okay. Right. So far it's kind of on the money, but go ahead.
Okay, so we're going to, do we meet?
Oh, no, we're not doing like how we're talking.
Yeah.
No.
No. No, we are. Because I want to know this poo, this, you have to correct me. Okay.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
All right, this is an acting lesson.
Okay.
All right, so, oh my God, I'm so sorry I'm late. I just had like the craziest day at work.
Yeah, I'm going to take off. It seems like you want to be alone.
Wait a minute. No, come on.
No, I know. This is going to be a long dinner.
What do we do?
That's my inner monologue. It's going to be a long dinner. But I don't mind if I'm out with you and we had hung out and have a bad day. Please have, be down one day. But just generally, some people are just like fun to meet up with, or you just click, even if they're not like, hey, hey, fun. It's just like, oh, they're just pleasant, you know? And some people are hard work. And after a while, you start going, it's fucking.
I'm not work.
No, no one's saying you.
No, I just came
oh, you're
from
being
work
the girl.
And,
oh, yeah, okay.
But I'm not hard work. I mean, like, literally every guy that I've ever been with is like, oh my God, you're so chill.
<That's hysterical. laughs> Absolutely no complaints. They love me.
So you're tired of those types?
No, I'm not even tired of that. I was just saying that's just one little thing that over time you start to appreciate more instead of just the basics. You start to go, oh, I like someone that's sort of easy to be with, which probably women think on the first day, but guys, it takes a while to go, I like this about them and these physical things and the.
Do you think that our numbness towards relationships stems from us losing our brain cells as we get older?
Is this our numbness meaning me and you, or just in general?
Well, in general, but also it is.
There's something to the fact that relationships are hard anyway, and then in a world of Instagram and Tinder and DMs and where people have a shorter attention span, like there's someone around the corner even more than before. My friends in Arizona, they get married to a girl because they go, hey, I work at Motorola. I see the same three girls every day of my life. I pick the prettiest one and we're married for 20 years. And it's a little easier. But if you're out in the world where like your world, where you are out and you're in show business and you're pretty, and then you just see, you know, crew guys are hitting on you and people are hitting on you and people in the street and the Beverly Center and famous people. So you get a barrage all day. It's probably hard figure out who's like,
I don't,
who you would actually react to and maybe give a chance and all that. But in the world of regular people, suddenly there's Tinder and so shit, it's just so open that I see the heart of her relationships these days to stay on track.
You don't have to talk about your own like personal stuff, but
why are you
saying? Because I don't know if you're in a relationship or not.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're saying I don't have to talk about that. Yeah. But if
but
I don't want
that's
to.
What,
okay,
that
sure.
was my preface.
Okay, sorry.
But do you think, I was talking to a friend of mine earlier today who was sort of suggesting that there was the person that got away, like the one that got away. And I don't think that women sort of, and I hate to gender stereotype, I've found that men tend to do that a bit more. Romanticize
instead of the reality
past
of the day to day, they just go, that one would have been better. They do that on The Bachelor a lot. Like they pick the one, and then the second place.
I need you to hold your microphone.
I'm sorry. They pick. You want it farther?
Yeah.
They pick the one, and then 3 weeks into the fucking doldrums with no cameras rolling, and the fucking sharing the Crest white strips, and being at home every day, and bumping in each other in the kitchen, trying to get the knife drawer, and they're like, "Where was that second place chick? She was fucking awesome." Because that's the last they saw with her. It was like lights, camera. Helicopter rides.
But I was thinking more of like, is the high school relationship or the college relationship or whatever, do we romanticize it in our head as memory shifts? That like,
better than it was? I think it puts a lot of weight on it because it always feels like there's some myth maybe that married people, even women, like go back to like the old boyfriends, like that was the greatest guy in the world and that guy treated me right. And you just know that in your head, it would probably not play out that way, but there is something about playing it back on if I took a different road.
Yeah, but of
saying?
Course it wouldn't. Yeah.
Right, but it's still, it seems like
the romance is like romancing. Like,
yeah, there's something real to that.
Of memory, it's like, no, it's so fucking wrong. It's like, because especially at that time in life, clearly I'm passionate.
Right, I was about to say.
You're so self-absorbed that you don't even know who that person was.
Sure.
They don't know who you were.
And
but
the best way to react to that is take it out on your spouse or whoever you're with.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Just be angry with them at all
hey,
times.
Hey, dear listeners, David Spades. Great advice.
This is why, shocking, I'm not married. I have a question for you now before
what?
You get into
oh, you
my,
do? Mm-hmm. All right.
Do people think you do stand-up because you're funnier than most stand-ups girls?
Thanks.
And there's a lot of very funny stand-up girls out there.
Thanks.
But I would think people would think that you've done, or have you ever done it? Have you tried it? Or you only do comedy acting?
I don't know if I've ever had a complicated compliment / insult all at the same time.
Where was the insult part?
I think can I guess where the insult was?
Sam, jump in.
Sure.
I think the insult was the notion of like funny for a woman type. Was that where?
Oh, is that what it was?
Was that what it was? Okay.
Well, oh, okay. I was saying I would ask it to a guy. Say people think you're there's a lot of funny comedians, guys.
You would never ask that to a dude.
I would say, have you ever done stand-up? It seems like you have. Like Howard Stern, I'd say, it seems like you could do stand-up because you're funnier than most of my comedians.
Like for a dude?
I might not say comedian guy friends, but I did say girl. You're right.
No.
I see myself.
No. Stand-up terrifies me. I don't know the arc of a good joke-telling scenario at all. I landed in comedy out of luck, which at the time I did not view it as that because I wanted to be like Amelia Earhart or Joan of Arc.
Or great
Elizabeth.
Actresses.
But So, and I also had no idea how to do it. But thank you, though, coming from you, that
it's
means
supposed
a
to
lot.
Be a compliment.
And I so appreciate it. But let me ask you, though, what will you tell me the turn on about stand up?
Well, you've sort of skipped what stand ups want to do, which is get into movies and TV. So you've already done that. So it's
are you sure?
You sort of jumped, and some
like,
people
Jay
just
Leno
love stand-up.
Would go like
Jay is a, really the poster child for just loving stand-up.
Joe
so
Rogan.
Seinfeld.
Joe Rogan.
Rogan still loves it, I think. Yeah,
but I don't think he wants to do TV or movies.
Oh, to just do that? Yeah, that's interesting.
Bill Burr, I would like say someone. That
I
just
think
wants
it taps into
I
something
think
that's
Bill
fundamental.
Bill Burr would not
right?
be happy on a TV show unless he got to do. If Bill Burr got into all the network notes and shit, he would hate it. You know, people forget that there's that side of it that sucks. But a guy like that probably is at his best as a stand-up. He's great, great to talk to, great to rag on things on stage. He's great. Seinfeld, great stand-up, switched into, but he also went back to stand-up. He likes it. I like it. I still do it. So,
but this is what I wanted to ask you. So what is the magnetism?
Probably how hard it is to put together a joke and the phrasing and trying to craft. It sounds more artistic than maybe it is, or I'm trying to
no, it is.
Romanticize it.
No,
but
no, no.
There's nothing greater to me than like coming up with a good idea or an angle or something that's just like, ooh, ooh, and that hasn't been done. And being good at having people think I'm good at it and people think that I think are good, you know, that I could be in the same mix with them. Because some of my good friends are really, really good at it. And when we get together, it's fun to just try to keep up. It's great.
Have you ever adjusted, like in terms of performance, a set? I mean, that's a naive
yeah.
question.
Yeah, I mean, there's some where I'll go, they don't like it dirty, they don't like this. I'll look at my set list and jump ahead and go, that's never going to work here. But it is hard in your head that fast to sort of jump around. Sometimes if I'm a little buzzed, I caught myself the other night at the Comedy Store and I was thinking about something I had to do the next day. And I was like, am I fucking talking still? Like in my head, I go, how am I going to keep talking for another 25 minutes? I don't even know what I'm saying next.
I love it that you said that.
And I start getting scared. I go, I have to keep talking for 25 minutes. Everyone just staring at me. And I go, I almost have a panic attack. I go, God damn it. What am I going to do? And when I'm on stage for an hour and 10 minutes in, it's not working. I go, you're fucking joking. I have to sit here and bomb for another 50 minutes or I don't get paid.
I'm blown away that you go through. I mean, after all this time, I figure that all of you guys go up there and it becomes
it
routine.
Is sort
it becomes
of secondhand because I couldn't do that. If they offer me money to do the Mirage for a year, you know, those residencies where you do it every night, I'd blow my brains off. Cut to I get offered $1 million, so I do it tomorrow. But
David, guess what?
So I go that. But
we are starting a stand-up podcast.
But it's straight to do it every night. When I do three shows in a row, I did that tour with Sandler, and we did 9 in a row or 10 in a row. It was me, him, and Nick Swartz, and then Schneider. And just doing that every night, you start to go, it's literally like Groundhog's Day. You start to hate your act because you're like, this fucking shit. And then you see the guys on the side watching. And then they go, hey, you said this word different. You go, don't listen every night. I swear to God, it's so embarrassing. Like, I'm doing the same shit.
Who the fuck is critiquing you?
They're not really
crew?
Critiquing me. They're just. They're
is
just
it Schneider?
Saying, they're just, it is Schneider. But that's funny. Schneider's the funniest one. The first night we did that. He goes, ah, Spade, your fucking shit's so funny. So much good writing. You did this, and this is new, and that. You killed it. And he can sort of be, you know, hot and cold. So I said, Schneider, I love it, and let's not discuss this again on the tour. And he goes, I go, I appreciate that, and I'm going to lock it away. And next night he goes, you went 3 minutes too long. What was that shit at the end? What fucking happened to last night's guy? I go, that's it. See, I told you I wanted to quit while I'm ahead. No, I'm doing stand-up. No, I'm sitting down.
I love it that you just... stood
no, I,
up.
No, I stood up because I was inching over the watermelon. Oh, Anna God. Faris demands watermelon. The crowd needs to know.
Yes, Anna. We're cool.
Anna.
You are the only one that's ever asked for anything.
You're an asshole. I just said, do they have that?
Dear listeners, David Spade
well, they don't
asked
really pamper the shit out
yes,
of you.
Yes, can we talk about this for a
watermelon?
Second?
Yeah, we can.
So that was, I thought
we
that
thought
was
you were
a joke.
Fucking with us.
It was real.
I said...
Did you not know what you were getting into? We are fucking unqualified.
This, no, like, we don't have writers on a podcast.
I just said they're on a set. Maybe they have fruit or something. They're like watermelon or cantaloupe.
Well, no, she had to send Michael to go to the supermarket.
Yeah,
to
fuck Michael.
Sherman.
He can get out of here and go
no,
do
he
something.
He says you have a huge
shake
dick,
the tree
so
a little
I
bit. Yeah, Michael needs to make up for this fucking text this morning. Michael's over there going, should I wear the green shirt again today? Anyway, no, okay, but Michael's ready? Been great. Michael's been the best. Great.
So good, good for you,
Michael.
Consuming
thanks for really
melon.
Busting your hump and getting some cantaloupe in here.
All right.
Way to have Rob Schneider. Good luck. Literally on the Sandler tour, he's like, and we need organic peaches. It's like, what the fuck? He's got a Ziploc full of bag, you know, full of pills. And then Adam got sick, and I go, don't get him any shots. And we're like, we have a show tonight, and he can't get up. They're just going to jack him up like Pink Floyd and push him on the fucking stage. So the doctor goes up there, and Rob sneaks up there and goes, I didn't let him get the shots. We go, fuck you. Are you serious? He goes, we're canceling the show tonight. Gave him some echinacea. And I go, we got a real fucking Jenny McCarthy on our hands here. So he couldn't go on that night. We canceled a full show, in full sold out show. Because Robbie goes, no, here's what you need. You take these little squirts, these drops. And Adam's like, I'm barfing. This isn't helping.
Are you ready for deal breakers?
Go.
You are single.
Okay.
Is this a deal breaker?
Ooh.
She tells you when she was younger, she did some tasteful, soft core art house movies.
Deal breaker or 8 out of 10 dates I've had? Listen, tasteful. That's where she won me over. By the way, every girl's Instagram is like penthouse. So who cares? It's fucking... Now it's just down to they're showing their boobs and their...
Okay, but what if you see it and... Her when she delivers, she doesn't deliver her dialogue with any passion.
I would hate her for bad acting. That is a turnoff, I'd have to say. Or if she did like an open mic night and was bombing, I'd be like, ugh.
Of course I like pizza. Of course I like pizza. I really like Hawaiian pizza.
Are you in a porn right now?
Yeah, that's that's my acting.
I like it. Okay. Actually, that's sexy, so don't do that.
David, you're funny.
That's what I like the girls to say on a loop every 10 minutes at dinner. You're so funny.
You're so funny, though.
But they
it's
say
so
girls
weird.
Like guys that
you're
are funny,
so funny.
But the truth is, I like girls that are funny, too, but they don't have to be fucking Robin Williams. They can just be sort of their own little charmy funny, which can be barely anything. It's just, you know, likable. But
is that because...
But when you see, like, when they always go, girls love, you know, guys with a sense of humor. But it's so vague, it's like saying music. It's like, well, what kind do you like? Do you like Carrot Top? Do you like Props? Do you like Dennis Miller type? Do you like Seinfeld? You know what I mean? There's so many different... So if you're not that kind of humor they think is funny, because sometimes they go, you have to see this movie, it's so funny. And I see it and I go, this is fucking horrible.
Yeah, but there's also that bigger question with you because you're a celebrity. You're a huge celebrity. So Everyone is performing around you.
What do you mean? So, oh, they're doing their little bits.
Yeah. So
you get it too,
they get like self-conscious and so you get, I imagine you get a lot of like, yeah, like, oh, like I've loved you since,
my parents made me watch your movie. But what about sometimes at dinner? Have you ever gotten this number? Like, I see a guy on a date, and he sees me at this table, and he starts doing a little razzle-dazzle for his chick. Like, he starts being funny. Like, I might hear it or something.
Oh, God.
It's so gross. And he's like, and the chick's like, what the fuck are you? You turn into a clown?
What?
He's like, yabba-dabba-doo.
And
it's such a weird phenomenon. I swear, I've seen it so many times, it's got
to
be real.
Oh, you have to, like,
it's
can
too
you secretly
good.
Record
I
some
wish
of
to
this?
God. I bet you get it and you don't notice it, but guys sometimes turn it up a notch when you're around, I'm sure.
Because they think you want them
to be funny.
Because the difference is that a girl will say to his date, like, oh my God, I think that's David Spade. He is so funny. I think he is so funny.
Okay.
And the dude suddenly gets insecure and he's like, yeah.
Watch this.
Yeah, like... Yeah,
here's the breads talking to each other, shaving with the pepper.
Yeah. Oh, do you like pussy? Oh, no.
Do you like pussy? Is that what this joke was?
I don't. Listen, he's trying to be funny, I actually would find that sort of funny.
I would too. I was like, that's a good one. I'm gonna work it in tonight at Houston's, where I always go.
But,
go ahead.
So, but it doesn't transfer the same way with me. Like, if I do get recognized, usually it's a woman saying to her boyfriend or whatever, her date, saying like, oh my God, I think that that's that girl.
In that movie
that I can't remember, you know, the raunchy ones. I think they're Scream. No, it's not
she
Scream.
She plays a ding dong all
she
the time.
She plays ding dong, but maybe she's actually smart. I don't know. But
what if she's smart in real life? I doubt it.
She seems really cool. And then the dude's like, she's not as hot as you.
Oh, they say that. That is a good one.
I don't know. That's the conversation I'm imagining.
And they go, what did you say? And I go, what? I'm the dumbest. I'm like, this waitress is so hot. That hostess is so hot. And she's like, shut the fuck up. I'm like, what? I appreciate beauty. You don't? She's like, oh, yeah, you got me. Okay, I don't.
So appreciate beauty. Yeah, what kind of beauty do you appreciate, David?
No. I don't see beauty. That's a lie.
Oh, yeah, you don't. You never have.
That was a lie. I'll give myself that one. It was a lie.
So when the check comes, she fumbles for her credit card. You tell her that you have it, and she says, good, because a man should always take care of the check.
I would agree.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not a deal breaker.
No.
Really?
No way. My mom told me, even if it's girls that are friends, you pay everything.
Wait. I just want to back it up, because we wanted to make this slightly complicated. She fumbles for her credit card.
She's faking it, and then she's trying to catch me going, yeah, that's right, you're going to buy.
Why are you putting your coat on?
I've caught a little bit of a chill.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's brisk in here. It's getting down to like 80 in this dressing room.
This dressing room is such a mansion. Watermelon, cantaloupe.
It's so nice in here.
Heat. All right, last one. You have a great date.
Yeah. They're all date related, of course.
You are driving her home.
Yeah.
Well, you're about to drive her home. At the valet, she says, Daddy. Make sure to tip him.
Is that a deal breaker or a proposal?
I guess you answered the question.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Daddy. You know, girls have said daddy, and you know what happens is that, it, first of all, you know it's sort of off on the wrong foot because it's going a sexual way, which is fine, but then it's like the next day, daddy, I need a new radiator on my car. And you're like, oh, it's going to just be daddy pays the bills? Is that it? Which has happened, which is fine.
Wait, how long?
We have to delve into this.
Yeah, wait, how long? Yeah, go ahead. I know you're
well, asking. It's so odd right now that you're standing up. I'm getting very anxious. You're about to run out of here.
It was hard to see.
I know. I'm sorry.
I have a bad neck. It's not your fault.
Do you want a pillow?
You ragging me about it nonstop is your fault.
Well, because it's making me anxious. I feel like I should stand up and dance or something.
No, I'm going back down.
All right. So, daddy, under the right context, is it a turn on?
Sure.
Or is it a turn off?
It's overall kind of stupid, but... Now and then, if, you know, it's, I don't know.
But that's who you date, right?
Shut the fuck up. You don't know literally one thing about me. You're such a jerk.
No. You know what
you
I mean?
You literally, here's the podcast. Who's on today? Spade? David Spade? Yeah. He's here. Okay. And what does he do? 2 seconds. You got to date chicks. Bye. Got it.
Yeah. You said it'd
you're like
funny
we're here with
a relationship podcast.
I'm oh, funny it? For
holy
a girl.
Shit. The yes. whole time. Yes. This is what happened. Okay.
Oh, good. I'm watching David.
Hold on. I'm watching David the entire time. And I'm watching you like, oh my God, we're just going to talk about dating and relationships the entire time. This is a relationship podcast. The two calls that we're going to have are relationship calls.
Okay, I got it.
This whole podcast is based on relationships.
Yeah.
So it's not just you. It's not all about you.
Stop my bullshit. I was just like, she's really picking on me.
No. B- Because the few times that we've socialized, which I've had a fucking blast at, like, you're surrounded by all these fucking hot women. Mm. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, maybe I'll have a glass of cab and
no, one
some
time we
spaghetti.
Went, my trainer was there, who's actually really pretty. And but if I would never drag you out if I was on a date. They'd be like, who the fuck is this chick that's hotter than everyone?
No, you weren't on dates. Oh,
no, there's cute girls. There's cute girls. Sometimes there's cute girls around, but you would be the biggest cock block. I couldn't drag you anywhere. That's sweet.
Thanks, Mr. Spade. You also said I was funny
for
a girl.
This chick comes in the room, va, va, voom. Got her hair all blow dry.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Has that ever happened?
I've never seen you with your hair done, but
yeah.
I think in a movie you
I'm
had
sort
it
sort of a
once.
Slob.
That's all right. It's your charm.
Dear listeners, he's
no, but that's
wincing.
A nice scrunchie you have on. You have a scrunchie line coming out? Making money. So keep going.
All right.
How
well,
can you have callers?
Let's get the calls. We'll get the calls now.
You
I'm
were
ask this off the
you were
by the worst
terrible
guess.
At deal breakers.
Oh,
look
the game?
I
thought we did good because, you
no.
know,
no,
we
no.
learned a
you
lot.
You didn't even put yourself Brittany's in first. Any of the situations.
I didn't quite
now,
understand
this is when you
it,
have to put
but...
your headphones on.
Oh, it is a little better on here.
All right. We're going to call Brittany.
Are you going to walk away from this feeling like I've been really...
Brittany is in Ontario.
You're going to email me after with a 3-paragraph apology. Minimum. And fuckface better jump in too, Michael.
And
he said your penis was long.
30.
I know, I like him for that.
Hello?
Hey, Brittany.
Hi, Brittany.
Brittany's Ontario
hi,
and she's 30. Hi, Brittany. Anna, say hi to Brittany.
Hi, Brittany. It's Anna. And you're here with David
hi,
Spade.
Anna.
Hi. Thanks so much for doing this.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much for having me on.
Oh wait, Brittany, you're going to ask us a question?
Yes, so Brittany, well, she needs some relationship advice
okay,
here.
Okay, that's good.
So Brittany, tell us what's going on with this guy you met.
Okay, so I live in a really small town, and I've taken a bit of a break from dating for work and whatnot, and I decided to try out Tinder. So I met a guy on Tinder, and we didn't get to meet right away because he went away for work for about a month. So we had like a FaceTime, phone, and texting kind of relationship, and we got pretty close. And so the next big town to where I live is about 2 hours away. So I went to go pick him up from the airport, and it was very exciting, and I gave him a big hug, but I noticed there was a smell that was a little bit unpleasant that he was emitting, but I kind of just like shrugged it off and thought, you know, he's been on a plane for about 8 hours, and that must be why. And so we had a nice date. Like, we went for dinner, didn't really sit that close to each other, for a nice breezy walk outside. And then he came out to visit me in my town, and I noticed that it was still there. And so I kind of brought up the subject a little bit. Of,
ooh, it's tough. What did how did you bring it up? You're like, let's hit the showers.
He actually, it's very strange because he showers like 2 to 3 times a day. But he does not wear deodorant or any kind of colognes or body sprays. And he's a 35-year-old man, and I thought that was really strange. But I'm not sure how to...
Bring it up again?
Bring it up in
a way
that's
did you
not
actually
rude.
Physically bring it up, or did you just hint around, or did you say something?
I hinted around it a little bit, and he always was telling me how nice I smelled. So I told him the kind
of
smell that I like on men. And... And I asked him what he wears, and he said nothing. And I asked him why. And he said he prefers to go au naturel because he never smells ever.
What, so the tone, when he said that element, was did you have a sense of defensiveness, or did it feel like he was being genuine?
I think he was being genuine. Like, I honestly
that
think
sounds
that
like genuine, yeah.
Really, oh. But you know what's really strange is, I mean, he was married and with someone for 6 years, and he has very close friends that he works with and stuff, and no one's ever said anything to him. So
what
I'm just
his...
wondering, like, what my place is there.
Brittany, what are his hobbies?
Not
his
using
hobbies.
Zest. That's an American soap, Brittany.
David,
she's from Canada.
David.
Go ahead. Anna's yes, getting mad at me.
Yeah, because also Zest is like...
Zest, a commercial?
Yeah, body wash. We're not completely out of touch up here. No, he does a lot of different things. He has lots of hobbies, actually. He's
can I guess?
he plays rugby and stuff. And
you go, that's what I want to know. Is there rock climbing involved? Is there a lot of solitary activities involved? Is there
he's always with people.
What's solitary mean? Why would you ask that?
Well, because his response, a normal person would be like, oh my God. I didn't know. Like, yeah, I haven't been wearing deodorant because I heard whatever, you get Alzheimer's eventually. But some kind of retreat into oneself is an indication of something that someone wasn't aware of, as opposed to a defensive move or an offensive move, I suppose, of saying like, oh, I'm au naturel. Like, I don't believe in this stuff. Then it seems to me like, well, that's the kind of guy that does a lot of solitary activities.
Like whacking off.
Is that a solitary activity?
I usually don't have a crowd. You do?
Of course.
I have a small group of friends and family.
What do you think we're going to do after you leave?
What do you think we do on the commercial break? Brittany, I'm going to jump in because she's sort of drifting.
No, I'm not. But, I'm circling around. Okay, fine. David.
Brittany, I'm a guy. So maybe you've seen me on stage and screen.
Oh, nice, Brittany. Thank you. Yes.
What'd she say?
I don't know. I saw your boobs on Father of the Year. So.
Oh, that's right. Father of the Year. We'll be talking about it for the last half hour of the show. Anna gets mad if you plug anything, so I have to be real quiet about what's coming up. Anyway, Brittany, I'm a guy, and if a girl said that to me, I would do what she just said. I'd say, oh, my God. Like, everyone's usually self-conscious about themselves, especially on a date and they're with a girl and they would be like, I don't want to give any reason for them not to like me. So you say, oh, what can I do? My God. And when he said, I go on a trail, I have to say, I've had three girls over the last, 10, 15 years that's what they want. So there is a population. They want you to be like that.
Well, like what?
A little bit of a must something.
Yeah.
A little something.
Oh.
They would say, why don't you go play basketball before I come over or I can't get turned on.
So what? They're going to lick your armpit, lick your balls?
I have had that. Is that crazy? And I didn't know what to do.
So.
But they just like you. No, they don't have to lick everything, but they do like to just have it in the air. But I don't get it either. But
you
they
think
said,
that his ego is strong enough.
He might have had his last girlfriend saying, I like
makes
that.
Makes his odor. Like he thinks that his odor is like
it's
seductive.
A turn on. He thinks it's a turn on.
I think that is possible.
You are
Brittany.
Fucked up.
No.
David. No. I think David's making a lot of sense here. I'm sorry.
Wow. Now the teacher becomes the pupil because her whole team is turning on her. You should be here, Brittany. What happened is these girls, either they don't like to admit it or what, but I bet his last girlfriend liked it. And they're like, oh, you're such a man's man. You really smell like a man. And then he goes, Brittany, you're in for a treat because I really reek and you're going to be in heaven. And then you're like, I actually don't love that. But you sort of hinted to him, you know what? And he goes, I don't use any. You go, oh, maybe you should. Or, I don't know how to say it because it's so mean. But
I know. I'm very Canadian and trying
very
not
sweet.
To be an
apple. I know. I can tell you're very nice.
I could try to bring it up a couple times and tell him what I like and stuff, but he was just like, oh, yeah. he didn't seem to really listen.
This is the problem. This is why I wanted to ask about the hobbies, because is he in a very self-righteous place? You know what I mean?
You're so much smarter than me. I know, David.
I know.
Everyone tells you that. Listening. You're so much smarter than David Spade.
Well, I can't wait to get into work tomorrow and tell everyone.
What a dumb shit I am. Yeah. I don't think it's a big shocking
news
break.
How was your
podcast
with David? Oh, what a fucking
flatliner that was. That ding dong. I at least play them. This guy is living it.
No, but Brittany, so a couple of questions. I think that if he's at all defensive, then he might not be sort of open to a relationship just in general. And I think that maybe you think about how much you like him too.
That's a good question.
You know,
I think you're kind of right, because he actually is away right now for school, and he tried to lock down the long distance thing, and I was like, I can't do it, sorry. So I'm wondering, like, if I'm making excuses, but I'm almost embarrassed, like, to introduce him to friends or anything like that. And I don't see how we could even proceed further without that problem. being solved.
And I don't want you to be in a position where you're starting out a new relationship where you're sort of dictating almost like motherly, shit.
I've
you
taken
know?
That role before and it feels awful. So yeah. I definitely don't want to.
Yeah.
Also, if he's not sort of listening, I know guys are bad listeners, which we've learned on the show so far. If he's not really listening to you on that front, like I would take that as maybe address this situation because she's dancing around it, but I think I can pick up on it.
Yeah.
And then if he doesn't, maybe he's a little selfish anyway. He should be like, well, what do you like? Or give him a cologne for his birthday.
Well, so here...
That's not bad. Give him some cologne you like.
I think you need to kind of gauge what his level of interest is and how that is combating with his level of defense. Because a normal person who is super into you would be like, oh shit, like I want to smell amazing for my love, you know, and I want to like work on this element of myself. But the stubbornness factor is something to clock. And I don't know if, so I think that this is kind of, it's sort of on you to gauge how much you really like him. And if you really do, and if he has other elements of complete generosity, then maybe you say something like, I love amazing smells. And
you're not really dealing one out right out of your pits right now.
No. Gentle.
I know, you gotta be a little gentle. I got it.
But this is on you. I think this is like, it seems like a minor issue, but it feels like a big one in terms of stubbornness and his level of defense with it.
Let's give her some final advice.
Yeah.
Brittany, do you really love him? Do you want to pursue anything with him?
I'm not too sure at this point because he's gone away for a few months now, but I feel like I have
to. Fuck this
coming
dick.
Back at Christmas, I feel like I have to address it beforehand if we want to spend time together again.
Because it was
pretty bothersome.
How did he go away? Is it a job? Is it a study abroad? What was it again?
He's actually in the UK doing graduate school right now.
Oh,
I had a similar situation with an Instagram model. It's very serious. They travel a lot.
She went to Oxford. Yeah. She was a Rhodes
Scholar. He texts me every day and tells me that he wants me and misses me. So I think he likes me, but
I saw a card at the car wash this weekend that said, see you later, stinky. Maybe I should pick that up and get it to
you. So he is really attentive.
Yeah, that's what my friends say. Like, that's not helpful.
See you later.
Wait,
she needs to just address it and tell her that, look, I'm attracted to you and I'm not going to be attracted to you for much longer unless you address the situation.
No.
There's no way the relationship. She can't be with the guy if she's not going to want to have sex with him and if he smells.
Oh.
That's just how
I know. But here's the thing. He's texting her every day. He's very
on
attentive.
The case. Yeah.
It'd be one thing if he was a rock climbing asshole.
But what if he has a chick out there and he's just checking in when he can? Oh, Brittany, sorry to bring that one into it. But you know what I mean? Guys that are always on the road, it's a drag because they might
try
to double down.
That's true. That's true. It's hard to be with a dude on the road. What I bristle on is his response to sort of when you brought it up.
He didn't deal with it. He didn't say, what can I do for you here?
Yeah. And
I mean, first of all,
he sounds a little
I've had a girl say that when you came in from somewhere and she's like, whoa. And then you go, oh my God, I got to deal with this right away. You're horrified and you try to deal with it, but I've been caught in that sitch, especially after my hour-long drive into the valley today to Anna's podcast.
Anna.
I'm going to get it on the 50th one.
Good.
Spade just died. Anyway, in summary.
In summary, in your what?
I feel like we're going in circles with her now.
No, but I don't know. This is on you to sort of gauge how much you like him. And I find it an odd thing to for him to be obstinate about. To me,
obstinate.
That's a red flag.
Hang on, I'm looking up that word. She's got dictionary mouth Ashley Judd.
I think that, I dated a couple of self-righteous types and it sort of made me crazy. And he might not be that at all, but for me it was like, okay, so this is what you believe in and you're willing to not give in to any like compromise what your idea of, you know, whatever your values or ideals are, whatever. And I just don't know if that is a person that's in a place for a great partnership, I guess.
I mean, if she really likes him, then she has to address it. And if he doesn't comply, then she's going to move on because she's not going to want to have sex with him. It's just simple as that.
Yeah. That's so fucking easy for you guys to say. But do you know how easily you guys are offended?
Nicely, that's the problem.
By fucking everything.
That reeks on a girl?
No, you can't say to a guy like, I don't like, you know, the tube socks that you're wearing, as I'm wearing tube socks right now. But it's like,
did you know I was coming today? Jesus Christ. She's got to go to Gold's Gym after this.
It's like guys are so, they're so unused to being like having any criticism applied towards them.
It's not like that at all. If a girl said to me, I'm not going to sleep with you unless you take a shower and put some deodorant on, I'm going to fucking do that.
No.
It's simple as that.
But do you know what would happen then? You would come to your friends, hopefully me, and you would say, I went out with this girl last night, and she said that I'm not going to fuck you until you whatever showered. And I would be like, fuck that cunt.
No. They would say,
my friends would be like, what the hell's wrong with you? Why aren't you showering and putting on deodorant? That's what they would say to me.
Well, and also this would never apply to you, Sim, because you shower like 18 times a day and you know we're in a drought.
Okay, we have to say bye to her because
all right. Oh, Brittany, I'm sorry. I don't know if I have a specific solution.
I think you're dead on with a lot of what you're saying. I just have to think about it a little bit more, I think, and decide if I feel like I'm the person to say something or if I want to be the person.
Exactly. Because he'll resent you. And then the next girl will be like, oh, thank God.
And you almost don't want to, if you break up with him, if you tell him, you're just helping the next girl. You don't even want that. Just
exactly. Like,
I know.
Stink her out too.
Yeah. I didn't like his response to that. That's, I guess, the.
And for that reason, I am out.
Hey, Brittany.
Thank you so much, Brittany.
I love
Brittany,
you. And thank you so much. And please.
I love your book, Anna.
All right.
Thank you. Please give us feedback or, you know, whatever.
Oh, David Spade has a book too. We need to plug that. You should read his book. Oh, actually, listen to his book.
It's an audiobook.
It's an audiobook
on
Audible.
If you have 6 hours.
Yeah, and it's called
A Polaroid Guy in a Snapchat World. By the way, tell your friends you liked me more than Anna. Okay, bye.
Thank you. Bye, Brittany. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much. Have a good day. Brittany, thank you again.
Bye.
No, because you give that empathetic ending.
I know.
Brittany, thank you again.
Yeah, because I fucking love my listeners.
Do we want to do another call? Do you have time or not?
Did we already hit 40?
We're about 35.
Well, I didn't know these. She went into long-windedness.
Do you have time for another call?
Yeah, we'll do another one.
Okay, let's do it.
Oh, is that my big thank you wink? Dear listeners,
that's my
David
big,
Spade just thank you winked me, which felt very patronizing.
Thank you winked the shit out of
me. Hey, thanks so much for coming by. Do you want to take your melon home?
Thanks. You know what? You guys can have it after I eat as much until I'm full.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
All right, we're going to call Megan now, and Megan is in Florida. She's in Tampa, and she is 26.
Hi.
Hey, Megan, it's Sim. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Sim. Hey, Megan, it's David Spade with my guest, Anna Faris.
Oh, God. Megan, I'm so sorry. I love you. Thank you for doing this.
So she doesn't have to talk to me.
This is how the last hour has been.
So David needs to leave soon, so let's get right to it. Tell us what's going on with you, Megan.
Sure. So I went on a trip to Georgia with a group of friends a couple months ago, and there was a guy going on the trip that I'd only met like once before, but he was really cute. And first night of the trip, we're all drinking, having a good time, and He and I end up kissing, and then he ends up admitting that he's had a crush on me for years since we first met, like years ago in college. So the whole trip turned into feeling like a week-long first date. And after the trip, he lived about 4 hours away. So we just were FaceTiming and talking on the phone every day. And that went on for about a month. And I was starting to like him more and more. We were talking every single day. And then after about a month of us talking, he just completely ghosts me, stops calling, stops texting. I don't really try to reach out that much because I just take the hint and move on. And so that was 3 months ago. And then the other night he sends me a super long text message saying that he's so sorry for how he acted and he knows how it must have seemed, but that he kind of stopped talking to everybody that he knows because he was just kind of depressed and a lot of bad stuff was happening in his life. And he wanted to reach out and say that he was really sorry. So he ends up coming into town like the next day, which was yesterday, and he was seeing some friends in town and he stops by to say hi and we get dinner together and we end up kissing. And after that, I said I didn't know what to do and I didn't want to lead him on and I just needed to think about things. So that is how it has ended and I have no idea what to do. So I need your advice.
Okay. So do you suspect that he's also in another relationship?
No, I don't think so.
Do you suspect that he was dating someone else or reaching out to other girls during that 3 month period? Do you feel like he was talking to other girls during that time?
That's what I assume the situation was when he didn't reach out to me. But since we've talked, it seems like that's not the case. It seems like he just stopped talking to everyone, like our friends too. Like it seems like he cut everybody out.
David, a question for you.
Yes.
Okay. Do men ever use like I've had a crush on you for blank amount of time as an in?
Well, that part of the story I was believing because she's probably...
No, but do you know what I'm saying? Of course, like there's people convince themselves of anything.
It's sort of a good flirt move that could maybe not mean you're flirting, but you could be, I've always had a crush on you. It's sort of a big flirt move.
But I imagine that a guy who says that sometimes also has had crushes on
other girls.
Maybe, yeah. You know, a handful of other people right. for a few years. I didn't know if that was David, you being, you know, a man about town.
My reputation is the worst in this room.
Is that
the rest of the town? I'm nuts about.
Is that a player move?
I went to player.
Yeah, but
from man about town, which is sort of at least fucking cloaked a little bit. Give me this fucking watermelon that I earned.
She's being very sweet and sort of going silent. Okay.
I will say, do you think he came in for some action and that's why he contacted you because he was coming in town?
No, I don't think so.
I like that you didn't give it up though.
Thank you.
Probably tough because you probably were like, I miss him. This would sort of get us back in a groove. He is back. Maybe this will work. Maybe he was depressed. I mean, that's sort of a card you can play if you're, it's sort of a general thing just to get out of being ghosting someone.
And you know what's happened in my life sometimes is like when I've had the flattery, a guy sort of saying something like that on like a crazy evening. And by evening, I mean night. And by night, I mean morning.
Just be a stand-up comic, Jesus. You're already halfway there.
But the flattery of that is almost sometimes more intoxicating than the actual person sometimes. So I wonder how much do you like this guy?
That is a really good question. And the flattery is a big piece of it. But during the whole week long trip, when I first met him, I was super hesitant about everything because he was so ready to jump into a relationship and all of this. And it was after a while of us talking and stuff that I started to really like him. So it was really a slow fall of me starting to like him. So, I mean, I'm not in that place anymore now. I still have feelings for him, but obviously after 3 months of absolute silence, I'm not able to jump back into how I felt before.
Of course, because that's painful. I think heartbreak and crushes and crush break, it's an important journey through life because I think that it helps you be more empathetic. David, take notes.
I have been smashed to bits. You don't know one thing. I'm going to send you my resume ahead of time next time, just so you do a brief.
But I don't think you should proceed forward at all with this guy.
He needs to work a lot harder.
Yeah, and even then, I don't know. But it sucks. It sucks to be seduced in.
That was shitty. Then, hard sell.
Yeah, and then feel like, well, wait, what? Like, you're not genuine, or like, what did that mean? That magical night. And
I think it's crappy. As a guy, you know, you try to be straight up. So at least they know what they're getting into. A lot of my buddies throw out the 1-4-3 really early, and that's a trick.
What? What's that?
They tell them they're in love with them early.
Fuck.
And then they do it just to get some action, and then they go, this chick's all over me. I go, you did fucking tell her you were in love with her, you dumb shit, after 3 days. And he's like,
but do you think that part of them actually believed it?
No, I think they do. It's sort of a hustle, and it gets them to run the show, because then the girl sort of, you know, it's a dreamy, like you said, there's a seduction. That was a very smart observation. Like, the guy's like seducing you with all that fun of, that's more interesting than the physical aspect. And guys are good at like taking a break like that, and they could come in town and be like, hey, let's hook up. Like, it's not quite as hard, but they forget that the girl, you just took her on a freaking roller coaster. So she's not into it at this second, and it's hard to ramp up again. And then he leaves again.
Like, what do you do after ghosting? Like, what would be your move?
I would stay ghosted, I guess, because...
No. But would you, how, like, if you were like back in town, and you're like, oh yeah, I remember that girl.
It's too shitty to say, let's hook up because I'm here for a couple of days. You know what I mean? Unless you're in Motley Crue, it's a hard move to pull off, by the way.
And I'm worried about like the dropping of depression.
Could there be truth to that? Or
I bet there's a degree of truth.
Right.
But I also think that it's being used in a manipulative way.
I think so too.
That,
I'm depressed because I'm like this where
no,
I ghost.
Right. Because right. I feel like if he really, really, really was in love with her, there was no 3-month gap.
Like, people show their cards, you know? People fucking show their hand. And I think that this guy is just not the one.
Because I feel like this is what happened. I feel like he really did like you, Megan. I feel like he really liked you a lot. Then he met someone else and he wanted to try it out with her for whatever reason, and then it didn't work out. Then he realized, let me go back to Megan, who was really great. I think that's what happened.
That's very possible.
And it sucks. It's the worst position to be in.
Because you don't know that part of it either.
Yeah.
And so you just think.
And then, but the thing, if he were honest, potentially, if he were like, listen, that I had this other thing and I felt like really, like if you were mature enough to be honest and explain something for the reason for the ghosting that was not all about self-absorption.
By the way, even if it wasn't great news, it's better to tell, and then then you have a chance because they go, okay, but I'm a big girl. Right. I'll decide if I want to get back into this.
Right. And then also like the dude could say like, but Megan, here's what I realize, what I love about you. And I'm incredibly sorry. How can I make this up to you? How can I start over or whatever?
Listen,
no,
you're
41.
Doing
this.
No, you're very good at this. You're actually better than I thought you'd be. You're very
Fuck you, David.
I thought you'd be really skimming over the top. But you get into it.
Fuck you.
No, you've already said fuck you to me 30 times more than any guest. I'm the guest. You didn't understand.
Yeah.
I'm
how many
pedestal.
I know you did all your research.
I walk in, she's like this, hey, fuck this guy.
Oh, hi, I'm the professional comedian guest. Podcasts that we've done, right, David?
You've done 130?
Yeah.
We've been doing it for 3 years.
They said this is the first one.
Megan, when,
wait,
what? When David
someone told
came
you this
in,
is the first.
I got some bad information.
Megan, when David came
I was like,
in
they're
there,
doing okay
he was
for
like,
the first one.
This is a relationship podcast?
I don't know anything.
Oh,
all right,
God.
We have to give her some final advice. We
I know, she's like, I'm still on the phone, guys. I'm sorry. Anna gets crazy.
I hate giving the advice of protecting your heart, but I think in this
case... I'm on
case,
Anna's team on this one.
You have to.
He blew it.
Yep.
Unless there's a bigger degree of honesty, I guess.
Unless he surfaces with something that what really happened in those 3 months, I wouldn't bother.
His parents come to you and told you that he was in a psych ward.
That is good advice. I mean, he did say, you know, his car broke down and he got kicked out of his apartment and things. So I feel
that's
like
ridiculous.
He's genuine.
Maybe he's just a loser. Maybe it's trying to punch out anyway.
Megan, here's the horrible,
you bought some
horrible,
bad lotto
horrible
tickets.
Truth. Because it's so, I don't know.
My car broke down. The gas station was 3 months away.
We want, Megan, I'm sorry that you're talking to three
fucking
bitter,
asshole.
Yeah,
guys, been
jaded,
through the ringer.
Yeah,
I like Megan. She's sweet.
Yes,
but the thing is that I just don't want you to have any more pain. I think you want to believe a different version of himself. That I just don't know if it's true. Maybe, and I could be completely wrong, but I am, but I never am.
Hey, Megan, thank you so much for hanging out with us today.
And also, please know, Megan, we've all been there. We've all been there. And I know that we're going to get like great feedback from our listeners who will completely relate to your story. And I just want you to, you know, protect yourself and not make yourself vulnerable to this guy who, where it feels like things just don't add up, you know?
Megan.
And I love you.
And
I love you, Megan.
Megan, this is David. One last final thought.
I love
thought.
You, Anna.
Megan, listen to me. Father of the Year is on Netflix right now. And Anna forgot to mention that, Anna. So I think if
Wait, are you
this
promoting,
might be the time.
You're promoting the movie and the book? Mm-hmm. You have two things happening.
Yeah, you said the second caller, I can promote
okay,
everything
yes,
to her.
Of course.
I'm sorry, sure. Megan. I'm really, really
Megan,
sorry.
Megan, I'm sorry.
This is the first time our guest promoted their...
So you're on a new show?
No.
Is that fun?
I wish this was the interview.
Is it...
No, it's a movie.
It's called Father of the Year.
Mm-hmm. Don't go into interviewer voice. You have a different
voice.
Oh,
no, but it's so fun. It's
Megan,
so funny.
Megan, you should
funny.
Be here watching Ripping Me.
It's so funny.
It's so
it
funny. A couple of my staff saw clips.
Do you have fun?
We're like a family.
Oh, you are?
Yeah,
oh,
we all hate each other.
Isn't that amazing?
When you're on the set. Megan, you don't need to be here for this. She's really like talking down to me. And
do you enjoy the format?
Oh, boy. Megan, I'm going to be the Sim who's the wrap-up
guy.
Wait
a minute. You also wrote a book all by yourself?
Nobody said that. No, I did. And it's an audiobook where it's even easier for you, Anna. You just listen to it.
Oh, thank goodness. Because I can't read. You know that. David, thank you so much for being
here
today.
I'm not done.
Oh.
Megan, thank you.
We're getting rid of Megan.
Okay, Megan, Megan, thank you so much.
Megan, thanks. Netflix.
Thank you. All.
I love you, Megan.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Oh, you're not done? Tell us more. Tell us more. Was it hard to read all day?
I didn't. That's a great question, actually. It was tough. She's faking it, but I have real answers. You know, it was tough at the beginning. You know, you get in that booth, and it's like a show. I'm a one-man performer.
Oh.
What happened was, I didn't know it was the non-promotional. I got 30 more things to talk about.
Anyway. I thought you said you had to leave.
I know.
Suddenly
that was before the promo
fun.
Shit happened.
Well, that was before you realized it was 130 episodes in, so we must,
yeah, we're cutting
we must be a successful
out.
Podcast.
That was before I got the fucking green light to talk about something I've done in my career. You've got the green light. Can I take this shit off now?
Yeah, okay.
Oh.
So David Spade.
By the way, you know, you have a good voice. I was going to tell you that. Do people know you for your voice?
Yeah.
Because when I go to 7-Eleven and you don't
into
talk.
Great character by complimenting me. That's a very good tactic.
I was trying. Oh yeah. No, because you were gonna hit me again and make fun of me.
Totally. No, I'm not making fun of you. I'm playing a character.
No, I know. I don't want to get interviewed about my stupid.
Please, come on.
No, I will not talk about it. There's nothing you can make me talk about it.
Oh, come on.
Four on New York Times. Who said that? We're not talking about this shit. Who cares about numbers?
Now, what did you like? What was the most rewarding thing that you got out of recording an audiobook?
The check. The other parts were nice.
I bet when you
but
were in that soundproof booth and
yes,
you saw a couple
there.
Of people grin on occasion
Rarely.
Through the glass, that you felt good about
I
yourself.
I look up
right?
while they're texting and they're like, give me a thumbs up. Good stuff, guy. Killing it.
Can we'll
we put
get
the
you
laughs
any
in later?
Chamomile tea?
Uh-huh. Listen.
And tell us about your
stupid.
Show.
It's not a show, dingbat. It's a fucking movie. It's a high-quality movie.
Tell us about your movie.
Well, anyway, why is everyone leaving? At first...
No, but tell us, because I know that there's such a strong message in this movie, which is about sort of being yourself and growing. Am I correct?
You're doing your... I like your regular voice.
Oh, I'm not going to give it to you. You didn't earn it.
There's a rumor there's another scary movie coming out. I know.
Oh.
Is it true or not?
Oh.
You're cutting deep, Spade.
Scary movie's great.
I just wasn't in five.
Oh, you weren't?
No,
did you
I
not
was
get invited
too old.
Back?
No, I didn't get invited back.
I wasn't in Police Academy 5. I was in 4. And I was fucking counting on it. I had my eyes on this Toyota Celica. I'm not even joking. But I didn't want to pull the trigger too early. And I go, there's no way we won't bring me back with all my charm and charisma. And I wasn't even a thought. They were like, there's not even a chance he's coming back. I was like, I got 25 grand for the first one. I was going to get 75. And I was going to be on fucking blowing bills like when those money guns at a strip club with my per diem. Anyway, that was a crusher moment.
All right.
Police Academy 5. Look for it. Don't rent that one.
Do you want to plug anything else?
No, stupid. I'm mad at you.
Oh, don't be mad.
We're in
I didn't
a fight.
Know. I
and I'm so hot,
you,
I'm sticking
as
worse than the first
as a comedian,
caller.
I thought you would be like sort of hardened towards, you know, hurt feelings. I thought like.
I break
all
like
you
a little
guys.
Girl. I'm nice person.
I know. You picked up the check a few
feelings.
Times.
You're fun to have at dinner. You're very hysterical and fun to talk to. By the way, I have to say, in summary, first of all, this is a disaster. You don't have to air it. But second of all, in summary, it's good. Like it's like one of those practice shows, you know, and then you get the beats down. Ah, the watermelon's good over there. He's good sitting there. We might switch these two around. But I feel like you, A, have a nice voice. It's
Thank
very
you.
Distinctive, and
Thank
I like
you.
It. And then B, you're very thought out and smart. These answers, especially those questions, you're a thinker. You really analyze.
I love how you underestimate me.
And I, not really underestimating you, I'm just saying, first of all, everyone I know is stupid. So anyone that stands out like that,
so
I'm
I guess
like,
it's
Jesus
more
Christ.
Like this is about your arrogance.
That everyone is, no, I'm stupid with them. I'm saying I don't answer or think like you do where it's above the norm, where I just sort of skim through life with that beep, bop, boop, saying my stupid shit.
This is something we should examine more.
Nope,
of.
Too bad. It's the end of the show. We had a great guest this week, David Spade, that we couldn't get to all the calls. Thanks for buzzing in. Look at our website. You can go to blah, blah. I don't know what it is. Anyway, David. I like when I make fun of you guys. It's dead silent. Everyone's like, hey, whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah.
We shit on you. That's our motto.
David, thanks so much for doing this.
The most ungenuine thanks. I've
no,
had
in my no, no, no.
This is
no.
Are you being? Are you?
Yes,
being
I'm totally. Yes, okay, yes. Because I was looking forward to this, to having you on here, because I fucking love you, and I think you're brilliant. And yes, are you like the macadamia nut of nuts? Yes.
All right.
It would
compliment? Question mark.
Well,
I'll take it.
But
see
no,
how dumb I am. I take it as a compliment. I'm like, oh, thank you.
No, it is. Yeah. You know, your defenses are a little high.
You're macadamia night. You're like
no,
only
back.
In Hawaii. Anyway,
can you come back sometime, or do you? Are you
this
you
whole feel... year is tough for me, but in 2020, I've got a break in August. Just with the slots, I've got some things back to back. I'm just turning down stuff sure. right now.
Yeah.
I'm just in between turning down stuff right now. All right, I got to get back on the 405 to the 15 to the 12.
Wait, but say that.
No,
in
but the good
voice.
News is this
say
is convenient
funny,
for you.
Funnier voice.
Beep, mop, moop.
Idiot. Wait, come on. Can you do it?
A funny voice?
Yeah. I can't so. Really. So I don't know. I don't mean to put the pressure on you.
No, you're good.
This Go. Is, on, you got to get on the 405 to the 15 to the
well,
12.
Well, it's 9 freeways away. Yeah, but.
And then
as long
you,
as you had to walk 6 feet
is
from your
one, two.
No, where are you? Don't even walk anywhere. We're
zero.
In your dressing room. Do they know that? Do you tell your crowd?
But our listeners?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, our listeners know.
Because you're honest about everything.
Yeah.
That's what I heard about this. I did hear that your show is really good and you're honest and you talk about anything.
The people that don't know are like the crew and my bosses.
Oh, they don't know you're here? Why is she here 9 hours after the table read? This is her 30-minute
exactly.
day.
Like, and the poor security guard has to stay later.
Oh, because of you? Oh, can guard you?
No, because of you, David, though.
So someone from the Big Bang Theory comes up and beats you up from the lot.
David.
Anna, you're still going to walk me out, or do you have to do more when I leave?
No.
Is this
we're done.
Oh, this is it?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, can you walk me out to Lancashire?
Good night, dear listeners. I love you.
Thank you so much. Thank you, David.
Thanks, guys.
Lancashire.